This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Lanel Swyce scoping comments due on Tuesday, October 18th. It's time again to submit comments about what the scope of a new site-wide environmental impact statement for Los Alamos National Laboratory should be, as required by the National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA. Comments are due on Tuesday, October 18, 2022, by 11:59 p.m. Mountain Time to Lanel Swyce at nnsa.doe.gov. Nuclear Watch New Mexico has prepared sample scoping comments that you can use to create your own. The comments focus on DOE's plans to expand the fabrication of plutonium pits, or the triggers, for nuclear weapons and the impacts of such expansion to workers, public health, equity, and the environment. They are available at nukewatch.org. The Department of Energy, DOE, states that the purpose of its latest Swyce quote is to provide the public with an analysis of the potential environmental impacts from ongoing and reasonably foreseeable new and modified operations and facilities and reasonable alternatives to provide a basis for site-wide decision-making and to improve and coordinate agency plans, functions, programs, and resource utilization, end quote. Given the broad analysis, it is important for the public to participate in this process. This will be the fourth Swyce the DOE has completed since the first in 1979, the second in 1999, and the third in 2008. But there have been gaps in DOE's analysis over the decades. For this Swyce, DOE has stated the scope would cover the quote-unquote foreseeable future over approximately 15 years or to 2038 or so. The 1999 Lanel Swyce considered the quote-unquote foreseeable future as a 10-year period of time, but in the final 2008 Swyce, DOE's foreseeable future was cut in half. DOE stated that the 2008 Swyce would consider, quote, proposals regarding Lanel operations over about the next 5 years, end quote. That five-year period expired in roughly 2013, or roughly a decade ago. This is important because over the past decade, DOE has been working to expand the number of plutonium pits fabricated annually without proper NEPA analysis. Importantly, following the issuance of the final 2008 Lanel Swyce, DOE determined it could fabricate 20 pits per year. But in 2020, DOE gave itself permission to fabricate 50% more pits per year, or 30 pits per year. What does this mean to you? In the foreseeable future, Lanel will use 50% more water, generate 50% more waste, and, due to increased hiring, have 50% more impact on communities, meaning more traffic, more apartments, and crowded classrooms, all without proper NEPA analysis. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about how to get involved, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org and listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.